Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for Hotel Artemis, and it's written and directed by Drew Pierce, was the writer on Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, and also the less than desired Iron Man 3. Stars Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown, career's very much on the upswing, Sofia Boutella, who I don't really like very much.
Oh, you don't like her at all?
I think she's starting to get overused.
She's always the same role, some type of assassin or some type of badass.
Yeah.
And she's gonna typecast it.
The synopsis is, set in a riot-torn near future Los Angeles, Hotel Artemis follows a nurse who runs a secret members-only emergency room for criminals. Pretty much sums up most of the movie. It takes place in Los Angeles in 2028. First, see Sterling K. Brown's character being involved in a bank heist. So there's riots going on outside of the bank, and it turns out that this one company owns the water in Los Angeles, and they've turned the water off, which is causing the riots. So you still have Sterling K. Brown trying to do this bank heist. He has a brother, and during the bank heist, they have to leave out relatively quickly. Sterling K. Brown's brother walks up to one of the hostages and takes a pin from their jacket. And it was like, oh yeah, I like this pin. And that character says to them, you don't want to take that. And he takes it anyway. So when they leave out, it turns out that he and his crew start getting shot at by the police because, again, there's a riot going on outside. His brother gets shot and he takes him to the Hotel Artemis. There's a couple of different characters. So you have Charlie Day's character and then also Sofia Boutella that also check into the Hotel Artemis. So if you think about the Continental from John Wick, so it is like that. You go there to get treated. So you have Jodie Foster's character, who's more or less the ER nurse, and also Dave Bautista, who is a healthcare professional, who is an orderly.
A big swole-ass orderly, obviously.
Yeah. If you really think about this in the context, so think about it like, again, you have the riots, so think of that like The Purge, and then think about the assassin aspect as John Wick, and it's kind of that merge of those two worlds. Jodie Foster kind of has a history with Sterling K. Brown, and there's also a lot of flashbacks to some kid that she might have treated or something like that. Eventually, Jodie Foster's character sees a police officer outside that's begging for help. She knows Jodie Foster's real name, and so there's this big decision about should we let her in because this is a haven for criminals, but then you're letting in the cops. I wanted to like this movie more than I thought I would, just because I thought it was going to be somewhat John Wick-ish. You think about the Continental part of John Wick, where there's a lot of rules, and if you break those rules, then you're kind of on the outside. But this was very bland. As it went on, it wasn't as interesting as it started off. Eventually, you have Zachary Quinto, and plays the son of Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum's character shows up for a particular reason to the Hotel Artemis. Jeff Goldblum, for much of his career, kind of plays the same snarky character, and it doesn't really help the movie. I think the movie is at its strongest when Sterling K. Brown, Dave Bautista, and Jodie Foster are all involved in the storyline. There's not a lot of action in the movie. Sofia Boutella kind of gets her moment, and it all kind of leads up to that. There's a whole reason why her character is there, and then Charlie Day's character, who really don't like Charlie Day. I'm kind of tired of
that. You don't like Charlie Day or the characters he plays?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia came on. I thought he was funny, but when he started to branch out and do some things on his own, Horrible Bosses, I don't think that he's funny because he's generally playing the same character. So this one is a slightly more nefarious version of Charlie Day, but still the same. Again, you have Zachary Quinto and Jeff Goldblum coming to the Hotel Artemis for some reason. And then you also have the fact that that pen that I had mentioned earlier plays a role into the whole movie. It basically just turns into, can you get into the Hotel Artemis when Jodie Foster has intentionally locked you out? Big part of the movie. And there's all these flashbacks with Jodie Foster that just really started getting on my nerves. So it turns into kind of like a Martha moment. Dave Bautista, he just has this very weird accent that is just not working. The twist is silly. There's little action involved in the movie.
Really? Yeah. I think there would be a lot of action since it has to deal with criminals.
No.
Yeah, the preview said otherwise.
No, there's not a lot of action in it. There is action towards the later third of the movie, but the first two thirds of it, there really is not much going on other than dialogue, exposition, and then Sophia Boutella and Sterling K. Brown's character have a history. Sterling K. Brown and Jodie Foster's character have a history. And then Charlie Day's character is just there to be the idiot to everybody. The angle with Jodie Foster is what really ruins the movie. She also has a fear about going outside that she hasn't been outside in several years.
Isn't that like some type of disease? What is it called?
No. Antisocial.
Yeah, but...
It's some deeper than that. But go ahead, Barry.
The idea of this movie can work if it had better writing. And you had somebody that wrote Rogue Nation, which had a good story to it, but how do you get that and then come to this? I'm not sure where the issues lie, whether it be the directing, it looks nice, I could say that much, or the writing. Both of those failed the movie, and just because of the climax and then also just the silliness of the twist, which also does come in the climax, the movie for me gets a 3.5.
Ooh.
That's not good at all.
And
wow.
I thought it was going to be like John Wick or at least something interesting or idea that this might also be a thriller suspense movie, that aspect of it would compensate for the bulk of the movie. And even that wasn't done well.
I'm just surprised that it was that bad because I thought it was going to actually be pretty good. For some reason in my gut, like you said, I thought it was going to be something like The Hotel and John Wick. Just a more detailed version of something like that. And I thought that would be cool. Just the concept alone was amazing.
And that was a movie you were looking forward to, right?
Yeah. The idea has potential. When I started thinking about The Purge, and then...
It's supposed to be a new one coming out, too.
Yeah. But again, you have that, hey, if you go outside, something bad is going to happen to you. Because you have that riot going on. And I don't think any of that really matters. Why is that even in the story? If the whole story is supposed to focus on Jodie Foster and her relationship with the other characters.
Right.
It's just like someone came up with the idea and was like, oh, yeah, let's kind of merge these two things together. This is what you get, but it just didn't work out that well. And so we're going to be better, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.